what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
It is a big week for USU Eastern. We've previewed this over the last couple of weeks. Gearing up for January 21st, 22nd, 23rd, because that's the beginning of every sports season that we have not named soccer, right? So coming up, we have girls basketball tomorrow with the BDAC. USU Eastern men's team basketball squad will also be in action this weekend. Also, we have the USU Eastern Lady Eagle volleyball squad. They're going to travel on the road to Nebraska this week. They'll play four games in 2 days. And the great news that popped up yesterday, they're ranked number 12 in the country to start the 2021 season. Joining us right now to talk about that more, we have Coach Danielle Jensen over the phone right now. Coach, truly, thank you so much for the time. It's always great to get you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely, Coach. I know it's an exciting time to be around the program. Some big news that came out earlier this week. The girls ranked number 12 as far as the NJCAA preseason polls are concerned. And as you get set for the season, I mean, boy, what better way to start than knowing that you're a top 12 team in the country?
Oh, man, we were so excited when we saw that ranking come out. Last year, that's where we ended. And, you know, last year it took us a while to get up to number 12, and we have some goals set for this year, and falling at number 12 puts us right in line with our goals and where we feel we need to be to accomplish some of those things that we're working towards. So we're really, really happy with it and really excited.
Coach, I know that one of the goals is to get to that national tournament, and that was a goal that I know you guys fell just short of last year, one set short, when you go back to the conference championship tournament. But the girls did not get, you guys did not get a at-large bid into that a national tournament. Starting at number 12, does that help your case? I mean, have you thought about that where, okay, if you just take care of business, even if you don't win a conference tournament, you still put yourself in a better situation this year to grab an at-large bid?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And that's one of the things, if something does happen, you know, at that championship game, we still have a huge shot at getting to that tournament. Last year when we were being considered for that at large bid, it came down to, our team and then another team that was ranked number 8. And so when they obviously were looking at those rankings and some other things, they pulled that higher seed. And so it's going to be, huge for us to win some of these big games in preseason to pull us further up into the rankings, which I know we can do. And so that will just put us at a better, you know, all the way around a better situation if something does, you know, doesn't go right at the tournament or whatever it might be, just because we're planning on being higher up. So it definitely helps in getting there.
I know that you guys will definitely have tough competition, and we can talk about the non-conference schedule in a moment, Coach, but one of the things that stands out to me, okay, Snow College is number 6 and Salt Lake is number 13, so wow, the SWAC gets well represented.
Oh, for sure, yeah, and every year we've got 3 to 4 in the top 20, and so it's exciting to be, you know, a part of that, but also it makes us better, and we know that it's important to have a tough preseason just because once we hit conference, I mean, that's where some of our toughest games will be.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And it's one of the funny aspects of it is you could finish 3rd or 4th in conference and still be ranked in the top 20. I mean, that's unheard of.
Right. Yes. Yeah, for sure. It's crazy. There's probably one other conference in the nation that has that same situation, and it's very unique. And so, yeah, I mean, coming in 3rd or 4th, that doesn't sound great, but when you look at who's above you, I mean, it explains itself a little bit, you know, but we hope to be in the top 1 and 2 again this year, all throughout, conference, and the way the girls performed during the fall, I think it was a huge indicator of, you know, where we're going to be and how successful I feel like we're going to be. Obviously, we have to deal with COVID and hoping that everything falls in line that way when we start playing, but I think we'll do pretty well.
You mentioned how the girls perform during fall, and it is a little odd, right, to be starting the season in the middle or later part of January. I mean, this is typically something where the season's wrapped up by this point in time. We're full swing in basketball. Coach, how different has it been, not only for you, but for the girls as well?
Oh, it has been quite an adjustment for all of us. I definitely had to adjust some of the way that I approached my coaching, because normally we start in August and we're going two-a-days, you know, we're hitting the gym hard. And so we had to kind of pace ourselves this year, and that was a little tricky because I just wanted to go and go and go. And so on the coaching side, it was tricky just because I had to calm down and realize I had a few months before, you know. So it was great also, though, because we were able to really work on some things that in a normal season we don't get to touch on until later when we're, you know, starting conference. And so that part of it was really fun. For the girls, I think it's just been trying to keep their spirits up and keep them focused mentally more so than anything. It's just been hard because, you know, a lot of our games in the fall got canceled. We were able to still play some, but just keeping them excited and progressing, and, you know, when we're practicing week in and week out without a scrimmage at the end of the week. And so that's probably been the biggest challenge for us, is just mentally keeping them going and excited and working towards our end goal.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Danielle Jensen of the USU Eastern Women's Volleyball Squad. And, Coach, we'll talk about the returners on this year's team, because I'm sure that helps. Whenever you have some crazy experience like you were just alluding to, and really, you know, August is when you guys really kick things up in high gear, and that wasn't necessarily the case. You look at six returners, and these are six girls that played a pretty big role for you last year coming back to this year's team. I'm sure that helped.
Oh, for sure. They are amazing. They're great leaders on and off the court. And it was so helpful to have those six sophomores be able to just give a little bit of a different perspective and, you know, to those freshmen and say, hey, look, this is what you have to look forward to. This is the feeling that we work for, right? Like, this is why we put in all these hours. And so it would help those freshmen just keep a perspective, because, you know, I've got half the team, they're incoming freshmen, and they have no idea. You know, this is their first experience, and so to them, they're like, what did we get ourselves into? But it's helped to have that perspective from those sophomores and that leadership on and off the court, and I know we're going to see some amazing things out of these sophomores this year. They're hungry for a win. They didn't like the way the season ended last year, and they are just really hard workers.
You talk about the freshmen and the way they kind of look at this like, wow. I mean, because it is such a big step up from the high school level. Coach, have you noticed these freshmen maybe adjusting at the proper pace? Or is that something that you have to wait to see when you guys finally step out on the court and play against, you know, the opposition this weekend?
Based on what I saw in the fall, they're progressing exactly where I wanted them, you know, to be. And the last couple of weeks, we've, you know, obviously done a lot of scrimmaging within practice, and I'm really impressed with the freshmen that have stepped up, and they're going to play a huge role for us. I think we still have a few that are unsure of what to expect and, you know, how it's going to be, but once we start playing, we just start rolling, and it all just falls into place. But I'm really happy with where our freshmen are at. I think that extra time with them before season started, you know, in the fall, that gave me a lot of time to kind of work out some things, you know, bad habits or, you know, the speed that we needed them at. It gave us a lot more time to work with them there. So I feel like they're going to come in a lot more prepared than a freshman would on a normal season.
Well, they're going to get a big taste here very, very soon, Coach. You and I were talking. You get four games in 2 days, and that's going to pick up this Friday. And out of those four games, two of those teams are ranked inside the top 20. So you guys get a long road trip, and on top of that, you get a lot of volleyball in a very short period of time.
Yes, yeah, that's what we love. That's that's what we do. So, but I think it's going to be a great indicator. I think it's a great tournament to start off with. You know, we get a taste of, like you said, two ranked teams, but then a couple others, and it'll give us a good balance, and we're hoping to come out 4-0 this weekend and have some success that way. So
While the season starts this Friday, Coach, looking at the schedule, you guys don't have a home game until the middle of February. And I know that there's schedule difficulties for programs all over the country, but is that something that you're concerned about, or do you think it's not a big deal? Everybody has to go through this.
I think this year we're just happy to be playing. And so I keep reminding the girls that, you know, just keep it in perspective. Of course, we would like to have more home games, and we did try. It's just the restrictions on the rest of the nation, they're a lot stricter than what we are. And so it was hard to pull teams in. It's easier for us to go to them. And so this year, we're just happy to play. We're going to work our butts off, and we're going to do what we have to do, whether that's on the road or at home. I think as far as travel goes, they're just happy to be able to travel and get out. I know this last little bit when we brought them back on campus, I told them that they were inside a bubble and they had to stay together so that we stayed away from, you know, having to be quarantined. And so I know being able to travel and get out a little bit, they'll be just fine with it. So,
Coach, we have to end with this. I know that the new season is just about to begin, but with all the changes, recruiting's a little bit different this year as well. And just in passing, you and I talking randomly, you were happy about the recruiting class that you guys brought in, preparing for the next season, which will be here before we know it. Again, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but that's an important step as well to keep this program moving in the right direction, and you were happy with it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We knew this spring when everything hit that we had to stay on top of recruiting because last year the club season was cut short, which is where we do a lot of our recruiting. And luckily we had been on top of it even before that. We had found some juniors early on and were able to commit them. And so we had a good base, you know, for where we were starting at in the spring. And after that, we just, stayed on top of it. You know, a lot of the success that we've had has helped pull in better athletes. And our recruiting is almost done, all but probably one, maybe two positions. And so it's exciting. We're ready to go. We have a huge, an awesome freshman class coming in for 2022 or 2021. Sorry, I'm jumping really far ahead. And so I'm excited to see what we build on. And another thing that we talked about was they gave back a year of eligibility to these kids this year. And so I've had four of my six commit to come back for a third year to play. So we're going to be stacked pretty deep next year. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the very few positives that we've had, right, during this whole pandemic is the kids getting an extra year of eligibility. I mean, that's across the board, be it volleyball, basketball, baseball, softball, soccer, it doesn't matter, right? That's such a huge perk for some of these kids.
Oh, for sure. I think just, you know, how negative it has seemed and, you know, it's just one thing after another. I think just the thought that, hey, I still have an opportunity, like I still get a play. A lot of them are excited to come back because the recruiting changed for everybody. And so a lot of the bigger schools, they were given a year of eligibility as well. And so their recruiting changed and it makes it a little bit harder to get our girls into certain programs depending on how many of their returners are coming back. And so I think when that happened and, you know, our university is amazing because we're able to go through Utah State and they're able to work on their bachelor's degrees. And that is a lot different than a lot of the other JUCOs, you know, that are around. They have to stop with their associates. And so that helped also with them being able to stay and continue their education and just move forward as if nothing happened.
Yeah, definitely. I agree 100%. Again, Coach Danielle Jensen of the USU Eastern Women's Volleyball Squad. Coach, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Again, I'm very appreciative of the time. You guys travel safe, and best of luck this weekend as you open up the season.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all you do, Jordan. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. Always fun to talk USU Eastern Women's Volleyball, that program, doing some very big things. Number 12 in the country as they start the season on Friday in Nebraska. We're going to break for just a moment. We'll come back. We'll talk NBA basketball. Last night, right here on KOAL, the Utah Jazz picked up their sixth consecutive win, half game behind the Lakers for the number one seed in the Western Conference. We'll talk about that and more when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.